I got married in 1976.
Okay, how old were you then?
I was 18.
And this was to John?
To John, yeah. I should have married the horse. Anyway. I was still sort of, you know, having these feelings for women. And I was quite open with John as well. I told him that I had feelings for women, but I think he was like the typical man of, well, you know, the thought of seeing two lesbians. Mm-hmm. I was going to work one morning and I was coming down the escalator and I saw some stickers on the wall at Warren Street tube station, and I kept taking a number down. It was a sticker for lesbian line. And after a couple of weeks, I did ring them. The woman was ever so nice. She kept saying, if you're still there, tap on the phone, because I was really nervous and scared of, you know, even talking. But she just told me about this really, this place where women meet, which was at the Soul's Arms, which was great because it was right opposite where I worked. So I thought one night, it was a Tuesday night, I thought, let me go along. So I phoned the husband and said, look, I've got a darts match at Corals. I'm going to...
Corals is where you worked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and play darts. I'll be home later. So I went to Soul's Arms. Lovely atmosphere. And I felt really at home. I thought, I looked around, I thought, this is what I really, I'm really happy here. And I went home with a woman. Oh, I was scared.
Because
I thought, oh my God, what do you do, you know? But it was really nice, it was relaxing, you know. She was really honest that she weren't looking for a relationship, but, you know, whatever. And after a while, she introduced me to another woman, and ended up being my first love. And we were together for about 4 years. Mm. And I know that before all that, obviously, I was still married. And I decided that day, I'm leaving him. And I went and stayed at my sister's. I did tell my sister Brenda, because she was a bit easier to talk to. I did tell her what was happening with me. And then out of the blue, I get a call from my sister Edna saying, we want to see you. Can you come over? So I went over that night, and I didn't like the atmosphere anyway. It was like sitting in a waiting room, and sat down, and my sister said to me, well? And I went, well, what? He said, well, is it true? I knew what she would mean, but I really, I don't know, I think at that young, I wanted her to ask me direct. And it went on for about 20 minutes, you know, is it true, is it true? And I kept saying, is what true? And then it finally came out, she said, well, is it true, are you a lesbian? And I said, yes. And I think what really, I couldn't believe her next thing was, well, get out and never come back in this house. Well, that really upset me. And my mum and dad didn't say a word. They were just sitting there. And I remember going out the front door, and my mum's next door neighbour, a lovely woman, always been even a friend of the family now to this day, said, oh, Kim, are you all right? And she took me in, made me a cup of tea, and sat down, told her, and she said, well, look, you know, it's going to take time. You've got to remember different, you know, they were a different age group, you know, but just give them time. So she was really nice.
Do you have pleasant memories of being out and proud in London?
Oh, I think I will never. Oh, I'm really glad that I saw that sticker on the tube, really, because otherwise I could be still bleeding married and ironing bleeding shirts. And
you're not married now, then?
No. I mean, I think I got divorced in 1982, I think it was. Right. I just really thank whoever put that stickers down at Warren Street.
Mm.
You know, I'd love to give him a big hug and a kiss and said, you changed my life.
Mm.
You know.